Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Recently, we learned that Don Noble, host of Alabama Public Television's popular Bookmark program, is undertaking a podcast with Troy Public Radio. Don Noble is a longtime fan of public radio's Dick Estelle, who for many years narrated books on his program, The Radio Reader. Don joins us from Tuscaloosa today with a preview of his new podcast, Alabama Aloud, that will tell Alabama stories by Alabama authors. Don Noble, it is such an honor to welcome you to Troy Public Radio.
It's a pleasure to be with you again. We've done this once before, I think.
Yes, we have, with your lovely wife some years ago. But today we are focusing on you, and your fans know you as the host of Alabama Public Television's Bookmark with Don Noble. And here you are launching a podcast called Alabama Aloud with Troy Public Radio. How did this come about?
Well, it is a kind of natural extension. I've been interviewing Alabama writers and reviewing books by Alabama writers for well more than 30 years. And I do like reading fiction out loud, so it was a natural kind of next step. And I was a fan of Dick Estelle, Radio Reader. There are different times in my life when I would commute, and it just so happened that I would be in my car listening to him. And of course, he did 300, 400 page books of biography and history. We're going to stick with shorter things and for a while, short stories. But I liked it, and I always thought I could do that.
And Don, so many of your listeners here at Troy Public Radio remember Dick Estelle, and we've interviewed him before. So here you are stepping into this role, so to speak. So how have you chosen what you're going to do?
The producers and I have talked about it considerably. And first of all, they have to be good stories. They have to be entertaining. And in this first season, we're really coming down on the lighter stories and some comedy. The first 10 or 20 or 30 stories that we do will be entertaining.
Give us some examples here.
I've got several stories that are already recorded. I've recorded a story called Full Boat by Daniel Wallace. I've recorded a very funny story. It takes place in Mobile in the Spring Hill District called Smash and Grab by Michael Knight. There's a wistful story by Tom Franklin. Franklin is best known for Hell at the Breach, which is a serious novel. But I've recorded a short story of his called Alaska, in which a couple of young men daydream about escaping their dull lives and driving to Alaska and what they will do on the way. There's a fairly comic story by Jennifer Horn that I've recorded called The Other Shoe for Troy. I think I've probably recorded 8 or 9, but I'm going to record 25 or so, and we're going to call that a first season.
Austin Toy is your producer, and Kyle Gassett is your executive producer. One reason we're excited about this is that you're bringing the printed word to people who cannot read the printed word, people who are sight impaired. They do not have access to Alabama authors. So what you're doing is bringing these tremendous stories not only to your listeners who are sighted, but to those who don't have access to the stories otherwise.
I'm aware of that, and I have found and recorded a story by Brad Watson, a brilliant fiction writer, and the story is told from the point of view of a service dog, a seeing eye dog. The story is entitled Seeing Eye, and it's from the dog's point of view, and it will be on air shortly.
It's going to be a great story, obviously. Now, I want to comment on your voice. I am a longtime fan of yours on Bookmark. I try not to miss it, and you've interviewed some of my favorite authors. But you're not from around here, Don. Give us the story of why you gravitated to the South, and specifically Alabama.
Well, I went to college and I got a BA and an MA in Albany, New York, at the State University in Albany. My entire time there, I was primarily interested in American literature. And I have done a lot of work on Hemingway, Fitzgerald, Steinbeck, and so on. But I found Southern literature absolutely exotic. I felt about Southern literature as if I were reading about Papua New Guinea or Samoa or something. It was a totally different culture for me. I'd never seen a cotton field. I'd never seen a mule. I don't know that I'd eaten grits under that name. So when it came time to get a PhD, I looked around, and the place in 1965 to get a PhD was the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Hugh Holman and Lewis Rubin were practically the inventors of Southern literature as a literary field. So I went there and got a PhD, and I've said this before, but it's still true. After 4 years living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I thought I had lived in the South. And so when I got an offer from the University of Alabama, I thought, well, that's fine. I'm used to living in the South. So I took the offer and I came here. It took me not very long to realize that West Alabama is not the same thing as Chapel Hill. It was really more Southern by far than Chapel Hill. But, you know, I just settled right in, and now in a 3 or 4 weeks, I will have been here in town in my house for 54 years.
You have added incredibly to the South through your Bookmark program. And how does it feel to morph from interviewer to reader of these folks' works?
You know, there's a certain amount of anxiety connected to it, I must confess. I really want to do these stories justice. I'm not a professional actor. I can read the prose that's on the page in front of me. I rehearse, I read silently, and then I usually rehearse out loud. I don't try to do voices. It'll be my voice with intonations to suggest character. And of course, the stories are by men and women, black writers and white writers, and the characters are therefore all kinds of people in the stories. I'm not trying to imitate, as an actor might, a real accent. I'm just suggesting it. Basically, I'm following the old Dick Estelle model, which was do it mostly in my own voice with some suggestions.
I remember interviewing Dick Estelle 1 year, and we had some technical difficulty. We were live on the air and dropped out, and he called the station back and demanded to be put back on the air. So he was certainly enthusiastic about what he did. As we are celebrating Alabama Aloud, your new podcast, which is accessible wherever people get their podcast, how did you come up with that title?
Well, that was really a group effort. Kyle and Austin and I were trying to figure out what conceivably to call it. I think we may have started off with something like Alabama Literature Read Aloud and condensed it. And then we realized that it was a kind of a pun. A-L-L-O-W-E-D is in there, too.
Don, finally, you're talking right now to people in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, three radio stations plus online. What do you want to say to them?
Well, first of all, I just hope that they enjoy hearing the story. When I've communicated with all the different authors whose work I'm using, and they all give permission, one of the things that we all hope, I hope and the authors hope, is that if you hear a story by Tom Franklin from the collection called Poachers, you might go get the book and read the other stories in Poachers. Same thing with, say, Brad Watson. I've got a story by Watson called The Last Days of the Dog Men. It's a volume of stories in which every story has a dog. If you like the story about the seeing eye dog, maybe you'd go and read the collection. And that's true for all the authors whose stories I've used.
Thank you for your time, Don. We are honored that you are going to be on the Troy Public Radio airwaves and sharing your talent with your listeners.
I am delighted to do it.
Joining us from Tuscaloosa was Don Noble, host of the new podcast, Alabama Aloud, where he will read works by authors about Alabama. Troy Public Radio welcomes Don, who for more than 30 years has been interviewing authors on his Bookmark program on Alabama Public Television. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.